I know that you're expecting a reading from the New Testament about the birth of Christ, but I think when you hear this 25th chapter, the first 9 verses from the Gospel according to Isaiah, that you will agree that this is an appropriate scripture reading for Christmas. Hear now the word of God. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth, for you have made a city of ruin, a fortified city of ruin, a palace of foreigners to be a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, the strong people will glorify you. The city of the terrible nations will fear you. For you have been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat. For the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. You will reduce the noise of the aliens as heat in a dry place, as heat in the shadow of a cloud. The song of the terrible ones will be diminished. And in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wine on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees. And he will destroy on this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. For he will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. The rebukes of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. And it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. And may God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this word. And though it is cast in a time of great affliction of God's people, the good news overshadows the bad news. And so we live today in a world that has rejected Christ for the most part, in a world that is torn apart by sin and strife. And so let us all pray that the Holy Spirit will open this word of God to our encouragement and to our celebration of the birth of our Savior. And let us pray. Oh, Father, you have brought through your word and the prophet of old a message for this Christmas time and a cause of rejoicing, even though we go through hard and difficult times in life and we face the inevitability of death. You have promised to swallow up death in victory. And we believe you because of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he put all his suffering behind him and rose again from the dead that we might rise also. So bless us as we consider this word and apply it to our lives. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, all of us have memories of Christmas past, some of them bitter, and most of them sweet. But what makes Christmas so very exciting is neither the past nor the present, as much as we enjoy the parties, the children singing, the decorations, and the family get-togethers. But what makes us so very excited about Christmas is God's gift to us. The new creation, the end of all suffering and death, no more sickness, no more separation from our loved ones, because there will be no separation from God we will be in his immediate presence. No more death, no more sin that brought the death into the world and the fear of dying into all of our hearts. For the word says, God will swallow up death in victory in life everlasting. But we still have our memories of the past and our experiences of the present. And we all have memories that tear at our hearts, especially the death of loved ones. But I can still remember the past Christmases. And I remember especially when hearing these children sing that as a teenager, I graduated from being a lowly shepherd, and I was now a wise man with a crown on my head, and I got to walk down the aisle and sing, myrrh is mine because I was the last one on the list. I think my singing must have been bitter perfume because I was never asked to be a wise man again. Just an overgrown shepherd, 6'3" tall, standing amidst little boys that were 5'3" and at the best. And so I never was asked to sing again because my singing had been bitter myrrh to all who heard it. And then I best remember a Christmas, and I had my first date with Miriam. And also I learned that she had come to this Christmas with eager anticipation, because then and there on our first date, we decided that this would be forever, as long as we both shall live. And that was the theme of our wedding, and that was the theme of our lives together. As long as we both shall live, we'll be together. And as a result of that Christmas, a bunch of merry and exciting Christmases came along as the five little reeds became, well, not once a year, but maybe once every couple of years. And what is my point in sharing that memory with you? Just this. When at last we enter the new creation, it will far exceed anything that we might imagine now. Now, let me tell you about the Christmas that will last forever and ever, not just in sweet memory, but I assure you it will exceed anything that you've ever imagined in this creation. And that points us to the Christmas that will be, when we'll be raised in glory and received into the immediate presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, who made all of this possible, using the imagery of the captives returning and the joy of their release. Isaiah foretold a far greater victory of God over his and our enemies. He saw a time in the future when God would reign over all of his people in perfect and never-ending kingdoms of peace. All his foes will be destroyed, and all of our foes will be too. Even death will fall victim to God's great power. And the glorious kingdom, we will say, quoting the words of Revelation, there will be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. And so the prophet began to sing the faithfulness and the power of God. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. And everything we believe as Christians is based on our faith and confidence in our great Heavenly Father. And we sing of him, great is thy faithfulness. God has proven himself to be faithful in our times of distress. We believe that God will therefore bring all of his promises, even the end of death. Won't it be glorious in heaven when we will not face an end to the joy? We will not face the loss of loved ones who have been taken away from us. And we will experience the sure and certain eternal bliss of heaven. Yes, even though we pass through hard times in this world, we know they're coming to an end. And even more, the goodness of God will be manifested all around us. Listen to these words again. You have been a strength to the poor and to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat. In the midst of life's sorrows, we have the promise that God's presence will go with us. So in our times of distress, the rock of all ages stands before us. We find healing in the hands of the great physician. We find renewed strength as we feed on the bread of life. For God is true and faithful to all of his promises. And certainly in Matthew's writings, he foresaw a terrible time before the glory time would come. And Jesus foresaw a terrible time before the end. Read Matthew 24 and the descriptions of the horrible proportions of what lies ahead. But what lies beyond what lies ahead is the end of all sorrow, all grief, and all pain, and all death. We must open our eyes and see what God has for us. And he gives evidence of proof all around us. He will bring punishment on those who despise his grace and his people. And there will come a time of final judgment. And our great hope is the coming of Christ for his eternal kingdom. And all of our tears, according to Revelation, will be dried. And there will be joy and singing in his presence. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, a Savior, Christ the Lord. Judgment, yes, must come, but beyond judgment, God will destroy the face of covering cast over all the people. And we have to realize he's talking about death. And the veil spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. And so the end will come. And even though we must pass through times of loneliness, sorrow, and separation, yet we are promised the end of all hate, suspicion, mistrust, and vile tempers, no more warfare between the nations or within families. And of course, there will be the death of death itself. And thus will end all the rebuke of God's people. Listen to Isaiah's some burst of joyful song. And in that day, it shall be said, this is our God. We have waited for him. And he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him, and we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Now leap ahead with me just for a moment to the book of Revelation. And here is the song you must learn to sing. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain and has redeemed us to God by his blood. You have made us kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth forever and ever. But now I must get personal. Where do you fit in to this picture of grace and glory? What will be your role in the grand drama of the return of Christ? Before you may be sure of your place in God's victorious kingdom, you must face the conquest and experience the conquest of Jesus Christ in your present life. And as you acknowledge him as Lord and forsake the sins that have hindered your witness, you begin this Christmas time with repentance deeply felt and sincerely offered to God. And then you go on to include a lifetime of growing, changing, overcoming the habits of this world and the control of sin. Would you like to take part in the very best Christmas ever, which lasts forever and ever? Then come now to Christ. Acknowledge him as Savior, not just with words, but in your lifestyle in this world. Adopt the lifestyle that is becoming of Jesus Christ. And after all, we are exhorted in the Word of God, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and be like him forever and ever. And that is beyond our ability, but it's not beyond our faith. And one fine day, the King of Glory will come and welcome you into his kingdom and to the Christmas that lasts forever and ever. Hear it, receive it, and believe it. And let us offer this prayer to God. O Lord, we come before you now to acknowledge our inability, our sinful nature, and to look forward to that time when you will have so transformed us and that we can live forever and ever in the perfect kingdom. May we live for you now, that we might live for you forever and ever. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.